Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, and it is day three of Rambly Boo for September 2016. And the clue of this boo, Rambly Boo, is in the title of the song, Pouring Yourself Another Cup of Coffee, or it's called Another Cup of Coffee. It's Mike and the Mechanics. There's a lot going on in Claire's kitchen at the moment, but we're going to focus in a minute on a coffee machine that I've just bought. My Crux, let's fade him out of the way. My original Crux is no more, really. It not completely, but died enough for me to think I need to do something about it. In short, the steamer function went on it, which is a real shame.
It turned out that it was a fairly common thing.
Yeah, and so that was that, really. And it was an older model, so, and it's beyond the 2-year warranty, blah, blah, blah. So then I saw this deal, which is basically, would have been the Pixie. Which was as an offer on Currys and Comet, Currys and PC World, or whatever they call themselves these days.
Where Currys, that PC World.
Yeah,
we start where with you.
We start with you. Where that would have been £80, and then for that I was going to get the opportunity to buy loads of coffee pods, and then I would have got
£64
a free
proper.
So. Yeah, it was half price, to be fair, but what we did instead was if you buy the... What's our model called?
I can't
remember. Oh, we'd
have
to... Some other model.
I need to know, hang on.
No, you don't.
We'll go and find out. And then we'll make a coffee and show you what it says.
Have you opened the box
now? I haven't, not yet. What's it called?
The Anisia.
The Anisia is... how much was that?
£89.99,
but that came with this frother that's worth about £50. And I do have a frother, but this is apparently a better one. What can you call it again?
An Aerocino.
So we have a lovely sound of pancetta being cut ready for the carbonara that we're going to be getting in a minute. But it's so the coffee machine we turn to. You want that in? Which one? Do you want to get it, Nathan? Then we'll...
Where? Oh, no, actually, it might be in the top of this
one. Can you reach? Can we have a look?
Is it?
Nathan probably can.
Yeah, it's in the top.
Do you want me to reach it?
Yeah, that one.
Yay.
Maybe. Let me try you won't be able to reach it.
I can reach. Careful, guys.
You can't quite reach
this. Yeah, Nathan, let me get it.
Okay.
Oh, well done.
Nathan,
well, yeah, he's getting there.
I am.
Right,
you're so. As well.
Explain to us how this works then, mate. And then,
well, you put the thing in and it works.
Yeah.
Simple.
So, it's pods. We've all done this before, but I think the froth gets extra. And I've become a bit of
stop
a convert.
Talking.
Okay, stop talking.
Can you
just
hear that?
Just about hear that. So, that's a pod with. And these are recyclable, I didn't know that. So we're going to save them. Yeah. So we've got to save them and give them back to them. They
Who said that?
She said they come and collect them.
Whether that's true or not.
I think Tommy. Tommy.
Daddy's machine, they said you just chuck them out.
No, she told me a few things. She said
we'll
it.
But
we will have a look. We'll.
Anyway, do you want me to
yeah.
do your milk first?
Yeah. So we're going to have some milk in the...
Frothed or no?
In the froth. Yeah, of course. And if you've ever seen these things, so the frother, it's just got a little gizmo in there that swizzles round and round, little bit like a whisk, a mini whisk, and it's centred by a magnet. Where is it? Can you hear it? Oh, nearly. That's it. Oh, that's cool. I want to touch it.
It'll get quite quickly.
Oh, cool. So I thought, this is lovely, it's metal. The Pixie was metal.
As in the machine itself.
A bit smaller. But I think, as it was just that the deal didn't seem quite the deal for me. So,
Because you got a frother with this one.
Got the frother with it, essentially. So it's almost like I got the coffee machine for £30, really. £35. So, you know, whichever way you do it, it's horses for courses, really.
Or a free frother.
Yeah.
So now
Nathan's just lifting the...
I'm just putting that up and down, waiting for you.
Well, you can carry on when you're ready. You can put it... If you're ready to do it, you can do
it. Yeah, I know. I'm going to wait for that to finish.
Can you pass me the white wine?
Pinot Grigio or...
Sainte-Brino.
Anyhow.
You can have a
Sainte-Brino.
You know,
because
you're expensive sort of thing you drink.
Smells in here at the moment. Lovely, by the way. We've got this lovely smell of pasta being carbonara getting ready to be made.
So that's so done quite the cook. Now.
Yeah, as is Nathan.
And I will just pop.
So do we hear this?
Okay. So let me pour some of this, not all of it, into the latte glass.
Oh, right. Wouldn't you be better keeping it in the frother until you're ready to pour it? No? Okay.
Okay. What was that?
You froth the milk.
Yeah, you can hear it. Lovely.
And then you're going to do frothing.
Yeah. So with the... this is the... Matissimo... No, hang on, sorry. I keep getting things wrong.
No, this is the... Okay, so
Nespresso.
I'm
going to...
Nespresso. Yeah.
But the other ones
I'm
have been...
Okay, I'm going
to put the pod in. The other ones, the... What are the other ones called?
Dolce Gusto.
Dolce Gusto. Tended to be a bit... whoa, that's amazing.
Okay,
then
now I'm going to put this in.
Yeah.
Then
it's not to be very hot, according to a lot of reviews, but I think this one is actually made by the same company. It's made by Krups, which is my other machine.
Boop.
So now nothing that happens, do you? You just push that down and then press the right-hand
button. Press the button.
Where is it?
It's at the very back.
Oh, on the right.
Yeah, I've already pressed it.
No.
So
at this point, it's not making any noise if you
can
only see it, but it's heating up first. Yeah. Oh, Nathan, did you know as well the water thing can come off?
No,
yeah, it can.
Okay, well,
push it back and then lift it up.
Okay.
And this is the sound. So it's pushing that filter, that hot water through as it heats it, I guess. I don't quite understand how that works then, because it must pierce it to an extent. There's like a film on it, but then there's like lots of little holes, perforations in the thing. So it must push water up through the bottom of the pod maybe, and up through the top. How does that work? I'm not quite sure. But it's that quick.
Yeah, what it basically does is it pierces a hole in the bottom and the top.
In the bottom?
Yeah, and then the pressure
and then pushes it through. Yeah, it's very cool. And there's even a little, in a minute there's a fancy bit where it'll drop the pod into a little drawer at the bottom of the machine. And this, I've got a photo of it, it's quite compact, really. So my barista Randall's almost finished making the said beverage. We thought it did that you could get chocolate pods, but you can get, I don't think you can. That, did you say that, is it just like coffee, a hint of chocolate taste or something?
Yeah.
But it's more of a natural chocolate taste, isn't it, I think? It's not anything they put in, like a flavour. So as far as we know, you can't get flavoured coffee with it, can you?
No.
Right. Which is fine, but there's plenty of small, I think there's 30 different varieties of coffee.
23.
Okay, nearly. Place
and
value.
A coffee.
Yeah. Which
this one looks better than the last one.
Oh, that's alright, we'll win.
I've put it in the last one.
Okay. So should we take a photo of that one in a
mm-hmm.
bit? Alright, I think that's it then, isn't it? Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No.
You quite okay with it? It's not bad, is it, for the money we spent?
No.
So I'm going to go and order some, because I'm going to run out of sample pack. I get 16 with it, you get 16 in the box. So yeah, I'm a bit of a convert. I do like the coffee from it. I'm not going to taste it at this point because I want to get the photo. It's all for the photos, darling. So I'll speak to you all soon, and we'll. Oh yeah, we'll. You are. Yeah, that's it. We've got pasta going on. All sorts. This is our rambly boo. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye for now.
Bye.